Welcome. Today we have a very special guest. Karusha is part of the team. We met Karusha. In fact, all three of us were in Rapid Transformational Therapy program, and we all met in our practical training. So it's a very magical experience of how that all happens. Some would say by chance, but I don't believe it is. It's definitely meant to be. And Karusha has an amazing background. We'll hear more about it from her directly. But she's got some amazing degrees in biotechnology and then found her way in 2019 in rapid transformational therapy. So it's quite a stretch going from, let's say, the hardcore sciences to hypnotherapy and this neuroscience based rapid transformational therapy. So we'd love to hear those connections from Karusha herself. Now, in terms of rapid transformational therapy, and you'll hear a lot about it in this podcast today, what is it and how it benefits you? I'll share a little bit of my personal story before we dive in with Danielle and Karusha, in that it literally transformed my life in the last 12 months. On a personal level, career level, social level, physical level, mental and emotional. And I also, like Karusha, just stumbled upon it actually online on YouTube. And I rarely share this story. I think I've shared it in one other podcast where I pulled over to the side of the road because I was listening to different YouTube videos. I found Marissa's, and then she was leading through an entire session of RTT in this live program. And so I pull over to the side of the road, I follow the hypnotherapy techniques, and I'm in my car for the next 45 minutes, transporting myself to what felt to me, because everyone's experience is different, as if I was going into other dimensions of myself. And it was a turning point to the point where it actually led me into researching about what this all is. And within weeks, I was enrolled in the program and dove deep. And that's how I met these two phenomenal ladies who actually worked on me as well. We've worked on each other and we've helped each other unblock. And I just get goosebumps thinking about that because we have literally seen each other transform, right? In the last 12 months. And it is a phenomenal journey. And so we're here to support you on that journey as well. So that's a little bit about my history with it. We get to meet Karusha today, and we get to hear Danielle's story too about what drew her to RTT. So Danielle, my love, let's go to you. Let's hear from you first.
Hi, everyone. And thank you, Donna. Thank you, Karusha, for being here with us. And I'm very grateful to have you two ladies together on this podcast and for us to share our experiences. I think it comes from a very genuine heart. This is what brought us or connected us together as well. So I'm Danielle Dow, also known as the High Healer by my clients. And I initially started health coaching. I was struggling to find the missing component in my health coaching because I always felt like whoever wants to do anything like such as something really simple, like losing weight, there was an emotional blockage somewhere that could help them achieve their goal easier if it would have been released. So as I was struggling, okay, do I do psychology? Do I learn? I don't know. I learn more about nutrition. What do I do? You know. And then I remembered that actually, I myself took a RTT session 8 years ago for my daughter because I remember. Wow. Yeah. Then I was like, oh my God, how did I forget about that? And literally the therapist unblocked me in one session. I have an 11-year-old daughter. Every time she would be a meter away from me, without exaggeration, my anxiety would kick in. My anxiety would kick in and I couldn't understand why. And I understood, I mean, I knew there was something that I needed, something emotional that I need, or maybe it's a trauma or something. There was something, obviously, a glitch, let's call it. So I went to a friend who did also RTT. She learned it from Marissa and she released the blockage in just one session. So here I was logging in Marissa Pierce's website to learn RTT, and so that I can kind of add it to my service to clients. Now, how I met Kerusha, like Donna mentioned, we practice on one another. She's got such an incredible power of mixing her intuition or her detective kind of intuition into it. And thank you, Kerusha. We're lucky to have you. If you can tell us what your story is.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you, Donna. I love the introduction. Thank you so much. And actually, I'm honored. Thank you for inviting me to this podcast. So beautiful to be able to work with you. We had indeed such a beautiful connection working on each other as therapists, because that's what we do in RTT training, is that a lot of the practice sessions, you work on yourself and you work on others, which I think is very unique in terms of studying something. It's usually something external, where this is very internal. You really work on yourself and you see these amazing transformations. And that for me was really the pinnacle of it, realizing that I could so easily change my mindset. And I really just wanted to share that with others. So my journey, how I stumbled into RTT was basically that I was going through quite a tough time trying to deal with several things. And I think maybe we'll talk about that in another session, but also just getting over the hurdles of death in the family, grief, and not being able to deal with many of the things related to maybe the way I grew up, my childhood, which comes back in RTT as how you identify yourself and some of the limiting beliefs. And then when you take those things with you through life and realize you are to some extent actually repeating scenarios in your adult life and you've just never dealt with some of these childhood issues or trauma, it's fascinating. It's shocking actually to realize that, you know, something could have happened hypothetically when you were 5 years old, and then at 35, 45, 55, you're still reenacting that scene out just because you haven't had a chance to be aware of what happened and you either repressed it or it's coming out in the same way. So that childlike way of reacting to a situation definitely comes upon us if we're triggered in a similar way. So I was definitely dealing with some issues and I really didn't know how to get over them. And as much as I was using a lot of tools and techniques and meditation and yoga and fitness and having a very healthy, balanced life, I really needed something else to just, you know, give me that, I think, remove some of those, what we call the root cause of the issue, and then be able to continue with those building blocks. And my mom, who I must say, I really appreciate her. She's always been on this personal development journey into spirituality. And she said, you know, why don't you look at Marissa Pia's masterclass and see what you think about that? So I thought, oh, mom, another one of those things that you're sending me. Okay, great. Let's see. Sometimes when it comes to parents, you might be less suggestible, less willing, maybe more resistant when it comes from somebody very close to you rather than a stranger. And so I listened to Marissa Pia's masterclass and I was immediately fascinated. Like you said, Donna, thankfully I wasn't driving at the time I listened to it, but I did really find it fascinating. And I was very curious. And then what I did immediately is that I registered for Marissa's course because I thought it can't be that simple. No way is it that simple. And I registered for one of her courses, which was a 35-day course. And it was literally mind-blowing. And something simple that happened was really the way you dialogue with yourself. And I realized I actually caused a physical ailment by saying I needed to find an excuse to get out of something. And I literally pulled my hamstring. And once I realized that I had been the cause of that hamstring being pulled, I literally thought, wow, then I can change this. And just the mere fact that I knew that my mind was able to just change the way I thought about things really made me realize that we can help people with this. It's such a beautiful technique. Everybody should know. I'm like, we need to spread the word. This is so amazing. Why don't we learn this at school? Because really, we do not want to be carrying these limiting beliefs with us. And in RTT, we learn that a lot of these limiting beliefs have accumulated by the time we're 5 years old, not only by your parents, but also just the society around you, people telling you things. So that's how I got into RTT. And once I went through a course and wanting really this need to just share, broadcast this message with people, I decided to become a therapist and really start with RTT because I thought, you know, I'm going to empower myself by empowering people. And it's beautiful. I enjoyed every single day and seeing the transformation in myself, in you ladies. It's beautiful. I literally had a client yesterday and I saw her and I had a session with her in April. And I said, wow, your hair looks amazing. She said, yeah, that was you. I said, what are you talking about? She's like, we did a session on hair growth and her hair is now like this. Even to be honest, even I was skeptical. I was like, no, you must have done another session or something else. She's like, literally, it was just your session. And I was like, wow. So I'm fascinated by RTT every day. And really, it's just RTT practitioners, therapists that are guiding people to their own transformation. Really, the client does it, all the work themselves, but we guide them. And it's such a beautiful thing to see that and to have confirmation every single time that this technique just works. Amazing.
Karusha, I love the way you describe it. And I love how in many ways our stories are so similar, because that just attests to, well, one, you really attract your tribe, right? So we've attracted one another for those reasons, because we vibe at a similar level, but also how many similarities there are in the human journey and the human life and all the trials and tribulations we go through. And one thing that you touched on that really stuck out to me is, and I wanted to add in my perspective too, that when you said you needed more, so you were doing all these other healing modalities, which is great, because I believe it's not just one thing. You can't rely on just one thing. You need a lifestyle, and that's what Pranalakshmi offers. It's a lifestyle. Because it's what you eat, it's how you move your body, it's how you think and speak and act, it's all of these things. And as Danielle says, it's, you know, Danielle says it so much better, but basically it's not what's on your plate, but it's, you know, what you eat around your plate. It's Danielle, what's the expression? Remind me.
Yeah. So it's not just what goes on your plate that matters, but everything around your plate. And we actually, I call whatever, I mean, from the school that I graduated from, what goes on your plate is only secondary nutrition. And whatever goes around your plate is primary nutrition. You could be eating the best organic foods, you know, for years, but then if you're off balance all around your plate, that meaning your relationship, your finance, your career, your, you know, your spirituality and your personal growth and your physical activity and etc., you know, you can just completely whatever you eat could be completely useless, you know. So it's really finding the right balance in all areas.
Exactly. Yeah. And so when Karusha said she needed more, even though she was doing all these amazing healing modalities, and I was in the exact same boat, eating healthy, yoga for 25 years now, which, I mean, that's a whole other podcast episode, because that literally changed my life then. But also for the last 20 years prior to RTT, I was in and out of classical therapy with different therapists, in and out for 20 years. Okay, there were a few years here and there, it's not exactly 20, where I had breaks. But before I found RTT, I had a therapist that I was seeing weekly for 3 years. And then I discovered RTT. And would you believe that she kicked me out lovingly? She said, Donna, you're done. You're done with me. She said, what are you doing? And I told her about RTT actually when I enrolled. And within weeks of being in the training and starting to work on myself, she let me go. And she said, you don't need me anymore because this stuff is working. And now we've actually become friends. You know, it was a relationship that was meant to move on and we became peers. But all of that to say that this training, this method of therapy, and really it's a training because we're trained how to use this method. It's so fast. That's why Marissa, you know, puts in the word rapid. It rapidly helps you realize that you, like you said, Karusha, are in charge of creating the dis-ease within yourself, whether it's mental or physical or emotional. And you are also in charge, and all we do as therapists is help guide the system. You're in charge of also repairing and healing and changing the cycle, making new decisions, new options for your life. So it's so liberating, and it liberates you also from that repetitive cycle of more classical techniques that I have the utmost respect for because it helped me in that part of my life. And when you need more, like you said, there are other things that just literally propel you and exponentially put you in another level.
I always tell people, you are the driver of your life and the programmer of your mind. So as long as you're not in charge, you're going to just go wherever the wind blows. So, or wherever the road takes you. It's like really literally being on a highway, on a high speed, because everything else is moving on, you know, so are you, and not knowing where to exit or which other road to take, and just keeping on going straight, you know, just going with the flow. So, sometimes it's good to go with the flow, but you are the control, you have that remote control, or you've got that remote control of your life and your mind. Mm-hmm. So it's just putting the right batteries in, and that can last you. I mean, I love RTT, and it's like the trigger. It's like that button that we need, you know, the little bridge that you need to cross.
I love these metaphors.
I love metaphors. I have this thing for metaphors. Thank you. and I love what you said, that by empowering people, you also empower yourself. And I love that. I love that. And it's so
because literally every session, and you ladies might agree with me, is that I learn something from my clients. There might be something I resonate with as well. And I go, wow. You know, looking at them, I get that insight as well and get more awareness. And I think what it is just becoming more conscious and more aware of what it is that is holding you back and really moving forward.
Karusha, what inspired you to work? Because you're specialized in kids and parents or children and parents. What took you there? It's a very interesting specialization.
Definitely. I remember also in one of Marissa's masterclasses, she said, don't go in with this idea that this is going to be your niche, because your niche will find you. And it really happened to me. Mm-hmm. I went in thinking I want to save the whole world, because that's what I've always wanted to do, save the whole world, whether it was with what I do right now as well, which is a wastewater specialist and water and sanitation. So doing the basic needs and trying to save the world in that way, the emotional part is really important as well. And it just occurred to me one day, I think I was lying in a hammock at my aunt's vineyard, And I realized all of a sudden, I said, I want to build a school for children. I literally, all of a sudden, it's just like, wow, I want to build a school for children where EQ is so important and that we really touch upon that, because I want the next generation of kids to be better than we are. And once you're able to get everybody on that level where they're not limited by any social norms or beliefs that they're restrained to proceed in any kind of way, then you'll get true, authentic humans. And no ego involved, no limitations, no obstructions, no jealousy. And this is really what I want. And realizing what I said previously is that a lot of our limiting beliefs have accumulated by the time we're 5 years old. How beautiful would it be to help those kids really eliminate those beliefs when they're young, so that the rest of their lives, they really choose for themselves and choose for their own paths. And as much as this course is also with the parent, because that's a very important guiding factor in the course specifically to help the child on that journey, it is really focused on the child. And anybody who is in the situation of, let's not say even traditional parenting, anybody that interacts with a child, I believe these techniques are so important, because you as a parent can guide your child and give your child the tools they need, but some stranger might say something to your child and not realizing the impact of those words, and that might end up being the limiting belief for the child for the rest of their lives. Whether it's somebody saying, oh, girls don't play football, or they're not meant to do this and this, that child might absorb that one thing that a stranger said and carry it with them. So I believe, as much as it's really important for the parent to be super involved in the child's life and give them those tools, anybody and everybody should be learning some of these techniques and the words they use and the impact of these words. I have a niece that's 2 years old, and I really find myself giving her positive affirmations, reaffirmations. My partner's son is 9, you know, they need to know that they are really great, that they can build the self-confidence, that they can do whatever they want. And RTT has just really helped me give children more guidance in their lives. So any person, you all sometimes also see older children parenting their siblings. And even for them, I believe this would be so important to understand the impact of their words that they might have on a younger sibling. So RTT is really for everybody. This course specifically, we talk about the child, we focus on the child, but in order to help the child and give them all the tools they require, we do bring in the parent here, because some of those limiting beliefs come from the parent, and there's no judgment in that. It's just something that you've carried with you from a previous generation, things that you've learned. But by becoming aware and really dealing with those becomes really helpful to understanding and having more awareness as to the child's behavior. And so this is why I find it extremely important for that total package.
You touched on a very important aspect of a family, of a dynamic of a family, and which most people don't pay attention to. So really, how the siblings talk or talk about their brothers and sisters, that's really important. I like that. And every aspect you mentioned.
And how you brought in the other people that have an influence on our kids, I can share from personal experience that once you learn this for yourself, because I believe that all knowledge and all information, it needs to pass through us and become us, and then we can use it on our family, friends, et cetera. But we really have to be the guinea pig. So once parents learn, or coaches or teachers, guides, learn how to use this information, what happens then is you start to filter it for yourself. So when you start speaking to the child, you start to filter the information, and you can hear yourself about to use a phrase that could be damaging, and then you pause and rephrase it. And I can't tell you how many times some outside influence had an impact on my son, and then later at home, we would have our own moment, the two of us, and like unpack it and say, okay, so-and-so said this. How do we look at it? How do I want you to see that? Or how do I want you to filter it? Because you're really getting a lifetime of the other person's perspective, which they could be saying it out of love. But what happens is it could impact in a very unhealthy way to the child, and the child's still developing, like you said. So they really need help into understanding what to pick and choose so that they're developing. I love how you said it, in a way where they get to choose how to go forward.
So, yeah, great. I really appreciate you taking that time to unpack that, realizing when a scene comes up, and you know, this is something that we need to nip in the bud as soon as possible, because it really is about the interpretation you have about a specific scene. It might, everybody's perspective is different, and the real story is an accumulation of all those perspectives. But taking the time and really unpacking those emotions that your son is going through at that moment is beautiful. All credit to you, yeah, amazing.
Thanks, but maybe too much credit, because when I am just, you know, in the flow of being a parent and I make a mistake, I've taught him too well that he will turn to me, he's 14 now, and he'll say, Mom, I don't appreciate the way you're speaking to me at this moment. I don't deserve to be spoken to in this manner. Can you please change? Whoa, I've taught you too well. Wow. But yeah, all the power to him, because wow, he has the emotional intelligence. And I say that to him, I say, your EQ is so above the norm that I can't keep up with you in that sense. And like you said, we're building another, Daniel's laughing, we're building another stronger generation where he has the courage and the ability, right? The courage in his heart to say, to stand up to an adult figure and say, I don't appreciate the way you're speaking to me. I love it when he does that, because then I have to check in and say, oh, wow, I think I was putting you down, or I think I wasn't speaking to you at the level that you deserve right now.
That's
really puts me in perspective.
That's very important to let to give the safe space for your kid to voice their concerns, to voice their feelings, to understand that they're not just too little to have an opinion or to have their needs voiced out, or their concerns voiced out, or their hurt voiced out. That's really that's really, Donna, being an empowering parent. And
definitely,
I was just going to use that word. The child gets power, and they deserve that power. And what does Marissa Peer always say? Knowledge is power, right? When we have that knowledge of ourselves and how we got to this point, it is the ultimate power, because then, in Karusha's words, then the child gets to choose. I love that. They create their own journey. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us too about how you came up with the Happy Hearts name? I want to go right into that, because it's such a sweet name. It's such a touching name. So what's the story there?
Definitely. I was originally thinking about names to call this package of the child and the parent, where we're really focusing on the child. And I love the emoji with the big heart and the small heart. And I was like, this is perfect. These little hearts, and actually the kid is sometimes the big heart and the parent sometimes the small heart, and sometimes vice versa. And so I thought, you know, this is what we really want to do. This transformational journey is really to build happy hearts and a happy connection, and enhance the connection, because I believe already a lot of you parents, you ladies, have a beautiful connection with your child. And it's really about enhancing the connection and just being more aware, more conscious of that bond that you're building and the words that you're using. So again, Donna, amazing, congratulations, because you've actually created a safe space for your child to speak up and speak out. And so what are we trying to do in this course is really allow the parent to understand, because sometimes it is also ego that gets involved, right? It's when your child checks you immediately go into that animal brain, the one to defend yourself. And then really RTT really comes back and go, you know, I'm the adult here. I'm the adult here. And I was just checked. And that's important to know. You've created the safe space. And I know, Danielle, you create the safe space for your daughter as well. So you're doing an amazing job. So Happy Heart is really about focusing on the child, having the parent understand what their limiting beliefs are, going in with them and telling them really that they are a great parent. They are, because everybody is just doing the best that they can, right? And then helping that child together with the parent guide them to become more resilient, more confident in any situation. So should a stranger thereafter say something that doesn't resonate with the child has more of that resilience and that confidence to know, I'm better than that. I didn't deserve that comment. That doesn't mean anything to me. I'm worthy of great words, great affirmations, positive words. And then the stranger's words will not really mean anything. It'll be insignificant to that child's life because they've become so resilient and they know better. So that's basically how I came up with the name Happy Hearts.
I love that.
I love that. And I was going to ask about the program. You kind of touched on it already. I don't know if you want to go into details of how it works in terms of number of weeks and that sort of thing.
Sure. So it's a 10-week program where the first third is really focusing on the parent first, where we try to eradicate and eliminate any of those limiting beliefs, really add positive affirmations to the parent, make them confident knowing that they're a great parent. And it's so important to do that first. And then we focus on the child and the child's emotional needs. What does that child need? If a parent at the beginning is saying, oh, my child suffers with confidence at school, we'll take all of these things and realize, you know, let's focus on confidence with the kid. Let's focus on attention with the child. And sometimes you might realize that by eliminating the limiting belief within the parent first, it's already a beautiful bridge into helping that child already. So the first third will be working on the parent. Then we take about 3 weeks to work with the child together. And then we bring the child and the parent together to really build this bond together and techniques to help them continue that journey together, because that's what it's all about. Nobody really works as an individual anymore. It's just society and how do we move in our real lives together with these techniques and tools? How can we help ourselves with these tools?
Beautiful, Kerusha. We love the name Happy Hearts. To whomever is listening, Kerusha will be holding a 10-week workshop called The Happy Hearts. So if you would like to be part of the workshop, make sure to register on our newsletter so that you can get updates and not miss on this beautiful and precious workshop.
Definitely. No, this is so exciting because it really is a transformational journey built from happy hearts to a happy home, actually. So that's the in a nutshell.
I love that. I love that. From happy hearts to a happy home. That is so beautiful. Well, Danielle, Kerusha, this was an amazing talk. I think people got a very well-rounded, very wholesome, very deep understanding of what rapid transformational therapy is. More so, I think they realize our listeners are hearing how much we have gained from it and how passionate we are about it. And where there's passion, there's belief. And where there's belief, there's results. And so obviously, we really love what we do. And we are very fortunate and very happy that our hearts are happy that Kerusha is on the platform. And you can find those links if you're watching this on YouTube in the description below. And as Danielle mentioned, get on our weekly email list because there we announce all the new programs, any promotions that we have, and definitely when Kerusha's 10-week course is available for signing up. So I thank you so much. Do you ladies have anything else you want to add before we close?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm so excited for you all to join. This really is a transformational journey. So be prepared to have your lives changed. Because as you've seen, we've had our lives changed just in the space of 12 months. So It's incredible.
And wonderful. Cheers to 2022.
Woo-hoo! 2022 is going to be
Yeah, sorry. I was going to say, I think we were going to say the same thing. So go ahead, Donna.
No, you go.
I feel 2022, after all these lockdowns and all of the things happening in the world, I think 2022, we are ready to have our life transformed from our inner self. So to everyone listening, don't miss Kirusha's workshop. I am sure you're going to benefit a lot from it, especially your children. And let's really build a good and strong roots for our children that will help them be solid and grounded and strong and really have self-love and grow with self-love.
Thank you, Danielle. Those are beautiful sentiments, and it's what we're all about, resiliency. I think we're building resiliency and we're creating a superpower within us that through everything we've been through globally, it's really going to help us in 2022. So that's been my word lately, is resilience. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I think it's become one of my favorites. And we look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks, everybody. This was an amazing episode.